Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to have everyone in the third of our 18 sessions together in our adventure into birthing the heart and mind of God together. And over the next couple of sessions, we are going to be talking about the significance of your consciousness and your evolution into your stabilized higher consciousness, or you might want to call it expanded consciousness, wherein lives the heart and mind of God, meaning that God's heart and God's mind and all that that comprises is already in you. So this course has one main purpose, and that is to give you the blueprint to give, for you to give birth to that, which is already gestating in you, that has heretofore been blocked by the energetic impulses of the lower unconscious mind and the ego. This is all about to change. You are remembering and experiencing exactly how to give birth to greatness each time that we get together. And I know for some, as I've read the emails, for some it may be experienced as an arduous birth due to the seemingly ingrained fears and judgments and mental mind strongholds, and a challenge to flow with life's natural ups and downs. So my prayer is that, which may be deemed arduous, is going to turn into compelling and enthusiasm as you continue to witness your own shift, which is truly a journey into the miraculous. Of this, I can promise you. And on the other side of that perspective, from where you stand right now, it can be experienced as your main purpose in life to live sovereign and free, and your pleasure to have a focused and distinct pathway so you are clear as to how to transform unconscious energy into conscious energy to break out of the human template and finally live in peace and joy inside of the divine template, which I also call the system of God. So before we go further, let's do a bit of conscious breathing, and then I will state a decree on behalf of you, okay? So take a breath. Just let yourself settle in. Day's over. Feel the energy. Be here now. It's a really good place to be right now. Really, really good place to be. So before we take our breaths of God in and the parts of your old self out, as we have been doing, let's change the perspective a bit, okay? So if you will close your eyes and consciously just breathe normally for a moment, will you imagine for now, I really want you to see this, notice this, imagine it, whatever way you need to get there, that the breath of God is already in you. So we're not going to breathe in God this time. We're going to breathe the God that is already in you. So take another breath, and if you will, speak a silent intention to yourself that you will discover in the now where the breath of God is inside of you. Just make a silent intention. I want you to connect that intention strongly to the temple of your beingness, the one that you're sitting in right now. And if you will, just notice where the strongest pulse, where the breath of God is pulsating in you right now. Is it in your solar plexus? Is it in your root chakra? Is it in your heart? Just take notice of where it is, because it is in each one of you. You might see it as vast white space, or you may notice a color attached to it, to the breaths of God. Just notice. No judgment, no right or wrong. Don't let your mind get into it. Don't let your ego get into it. Just notice where God is, that breath inside of you. Now, will you consciously connect and engage yourself where the breath of God is engaged inside of you? Connect. Just breathe consciously as you make that connection. And feel the sacredness that occurs when you make that connection to God inside of you, the breath of God inside of you. Now, will you consciously take a long and steady breath of God up from inside of you into your heart? Breathe it up from wherever you have noticed that it is. And if you've noticed it in your heart, keep it in your heart. Hold it for 3 counts. And then breathe that breath of God into a wide circle of love and light around you. Feel it. Notice it. Make the connection consciously. And then take a moment to notice the stability that breath of God provides you. Even though you've breathed it out, it's around you. Feel it and connect to it. Take another conscious, connected, steady breath of God up from inside of you. Notice if you can feel it more strongly this time. Notice if it's pooling in your heart. Hold it for 3 counts. And then breathe that breath of God out through the base of your spine into the crystalline grid of Mother Earth. Feel it. Make the connection consciously. Take a moment to notice how you actually feel connected through the breath of God to Mother Earth. Feel her. Connect. And will you send her deep gratitude and love? Connect. Take another breath of God up from inside of you. It's endless. Hold it. And then slowly and consciously breathe it out into a wide circle of love that comes from within you and encircle every person that is in this session. Connect. Feel the love. Feel the oneness. Make the connection consciously. And now, will you send a message of love to this group? make the connection. And now will you feel the message that has been sent to you from the breath of God, from the group? There's nothing to hear. Just feel the energy. Feel the love. Feel what no separation feels like. Feel oneness. Make the connection consciously. And finally, as you stand in your own circle of God's love, by your breath, connected to Mother Earth, connected to each other, all from the breath of God that has its residence and resonance inside of you, will you place your right hand with palm open over your heart and take a breath of God up from inside of you through your heart once more? Hold it and breathe it out into the palm of your own hand. Feel it. Make the connection. Let it circulate from your heart to your hand. From your heart to your hand. Never ending. Circle of the breath of God. From the breath of God that I am, I honor the breath of God that lives inside of me. I feel the sacred in me that is me. I feel the love in me, and I know I am love. I feel the holiness that lives inside of me, and I know that I am worthy. I feel the power of the breath of God inside of me, and I know that by consciously using this breath, I have the power to bring peace and calm, light and love to all situations, to all sentient beings, to this planet of Earth, and to myself at all times. Please take a breath and notice how you feel. Open yourself to receive the information that will come forth about consciousness. Consciousness is the presence of your being. Through your consciousness, that which you just experienced, you create your reality. Your consciousness depends on how far you are able to ascend. The ascension, any ascension, is based on one thing and one thing alone, consciousness. Lower consciousness is what has happened and accompanied and denied freedom to human beings living inside the human template since the beginning of what has long been deemed the game of life, when light beings, meaning you, took on form and began interaction with one another and experience overall. when two or more were gathered over time, rather than unity consciousness taking shape, separation took the dominant role in the life of human beings, both collectively and personally. As a human being living inside of the human template, with all of its genetic encodings and conditionings and distortions, pushed consciousness so far down that clarity about who one was or is became virtually impossible. The point of purpose was long shadowed, and humanity became invested subconsciously in their long fall from oneness until now. Until now, when all potential and support for a new evolutionary possibility exists. And it is the very tension and pressure and friction that most rally against that tears apart what was once held in truth, stretching us to break through, that allows us to merge and emerge into a new reality of consciousness. Slowly building up over millennia, and particularly in this lifetime, the veils have been lifting, and not only as a matter of a cosmic event, but more as a demand by the human psyche, your human psyche and soul, to be let out of prison. Beloveds, the door is open. The focused support from the celestial and galactic beings are with us. However, it is up to each one of us to raise the standards by which we have been living, thinking, emoting, and half-heartedly living by raising consciousness. It is an act of changing perspective about everything. It is an act that requires the willingness to most often rise up against what appears to be yourself in order to get the truth of yourself revealed to yourself. And it does take chutzpah, I call it chutzpah, courage. It takes consistency, and it takes a plan. And that's what we're doing here. And that's why every single aspect of every single session asks you to employ every tool, insight, and given. Every one of them are like energetic fuel intended to raise your consciousness, and assist you in embodying spirit into your flesh and increasing your personal bandwidth of energy so that you are able to obtain and maintain a higher, more expanded state of consciousness. It is then that each one of you will be able to sincerely break through the human template, all of your genetic coding, the untoward impressions made by you and others, and all of your former conditioning. It is then that you are more able to give birth to the heart and mind of God, which can only come to life in the right environment of consciousness. And it happens moment to moment to moment. Please take a breath. To be clear, what I want to do now is to talk about some specifics of consciousness, because this is going to lay in a foundation and a go-by for you, and it's really important. One of the lower consciousness cannot give birth to the sacred of anything, as it is distracted and enmeshed by circumstances of the outer world. A lower consciousness takes experience personally, annihilating the truth of both the purpose of the experience and then in turn who you are in relationship to the experience. one of lower consciousness is frequently scared, afraid, or worried about something. It focuses on distortion, not on what is above the distortion. There is an entirely different reality, always, always, always living right above the distortions of your life or your thoughts or your experiences. But you have to stretch for it and open your mind, and no matter what, and this is key, tap into the highest potential of anything and everything, no matter how far-fetched it may appear to your mind, your ego, or your circumstances, or you'll never see it and never experience it. Take a breath. Lower consciousness feeds on drama, the past, stories, gossip, discordance, and distortions of self-perception. Lower consciousness hangs onto experience long after it's over, and it expands in an environment of unworthiness, which is a lie, being a victim of anything, which is a lie, the belief of not being able to accomplish something, which is a lie, being out of integrity, which is a lie, blaming someone else, which is a lie, being in a state of presumption and assumption, both of which are lies. A lower consciousness actually isn't even a state of consciousness. It's an ongoing state of delusion. Take a breath. So let's try something for a moment. Take another breath, if you will, and close your eyes. And just know that everything that I've just said and will say is all going into you. You don't have to remember every word. It's already in you. It will come up when you need it. So I want you to please think of the most recent experience that occurred in your life or your mind, whether it involves another person or not, that immediately had you jumping to a conclusion that something was wrong with you, or you decided someone else was to blame, but you still can't let it go. Okay? It can be obvious or subconscious. Just take a look without judgment or emotional attachment, and give yourself permission to be honest and clear and powerful enough to dig into your own subconscious to pull it up without reaction if necessary. Okay, you're taking in your most recent experience that occurred in your life or your mind where you jumped to a conclusion that something was wrong with you or someone else to blame. Now let yourself feel the feelings from that experience, not the judgment, just the feelings. Don't take them in. Don't take them anywhere. Just feel for a moment. And remember what happened to your consciousness as soon as you took the experience personally or you blamed another. What happened? Remember what happened to your state of mind. And notice if it persisted, if it changed forms, or was expanded upon. Notice if the experience and your interaction with it is still affecting you, even though it's over. Just notice. You'll feel it in some part of your body. Just notice. Or you might feel it stuck on replay in your consciousness. Wherever it is and whatever it is, breathe and pull it up. Breathe and pull it out. Just hold on to it for a moment. Make sure you're clear. Without story, just a recall of the experience clean. No stories. And now in your mind's eye, see a beautiful ocean. And will you walk over to the ocean? Energetically, put the past incident into the next tide going out into the ocean, never to be returned. See yourself taking this action. Give the experience to a tide in the ocean that's going out. Watch it go. Watch it disappear. Take a breath. That's how easy anything of a lower consciousness can go. That is flow. Tide comes in, tide goes out, experience comes in, experience goes out. It's all just natural flow. And just as a wave or a tide needs no interpretation, neither does your experience. Simply experience your experience as a witness. And if you do, you will notice that you're not going into a lower state of mind. There's a gemstone for you in every experience that will raise your consciousness, help to see yourself more honestly, more impeccably, more clearly. Take it and end the story. The experience is over. The tide has gone out. That's the end of it. Take a breath. Notice how you feel. If it or anything else attempts to make its way back to litter and congest your shore, if you will, at any time, take responsibility and put the experience back into the ocean, or put the next experience that you seem to be hanging on to into the ocean until it's gone and you are in the present moment, in a higher state of your consciousness. End of story. So let's talk about higher or expanded consciousness for a moment, okay? Higher consciousness, which you've just had a little experience of, and I know you've had lots of experience of it coming and going, which we'll talk about in a moment, but higher consciousness is your beingness of love filled with light. I call that creation filled with wisdom and truth. It is you awakened to your divine nature in spite of the human one present. One of higher consciousness is one who is fully connected to only what is present in the moment, having no relationship to the past or the future. It exists in present time. It's not void of feeling, though it is independent of mental and emotional reactions, future predictions or assumptions, or ghosts of the past. One who operates from a higher consciousness is mentally quiet, yet completely aware, witnessing circumstances, allowing them to be, and watching them pass. A higher consciousness always allows an organic conclusion rather than a contrived, personally involved one to arise. Whenever we think that we are in a logical state of mind, I promise you, you are in an illogical state of mind and in a state of distortion. A higher or expanded state of consciousness is not complicated. It's simple, it's peaceful, it's trusting, and it relaxes into a state of knowing that all is well. All is in divine unfoldment, and there is nothing to fear, nothing to worry about, nothing to machinate with the mind. Nothing is wrong. The transition from one state of consciousness into another is actually the evolution of your spirit away from the distorted perceptions of what you have deemed to be true. It is moving your entire beingness into a completely different state of perception and awareness. It is moving your entire beingness into the state of seeing everything in its highest potentiality. Please take a breath, because this bears repeating. It is moving your entire beingness into a different state, seeing everything without exception in its highest potentiality. And it is not delusional. It is setting up the magnetics to manifest anything in your life from where it is into its highest potentiality. That's alchemy, and it works if you hold it to be so without wavering. It's law. And it is being willing to learn how to see through the eyes of God and use God's eyes all the time. It's being willing to learn how to think through the mind of God and use God's mind all of the time. It is employing the heart of God towards everything and everyone, particularly yourself, and using it all of the time. This alignment must be made to engage your higher state of consciousness, or you will be unable to manifest the heart and mind of God or your divine purpose on this planet. And as a side note, your divine purpose on this planet is not what you think it is, for it cannot ever reveal itself in a low bandwidth of energy, ever. It cannot be perceived through a lower state of consciousness that has not been set free. And we will devote all aspects of this course to that end. The second you bring up your perspective and hold the highest potentiality about anything, you enter into your higher consciousness and providence begins to move on your behalf. You'll notice that soon what is spoken will no longer be a concept or ideology or a teaching. It will be your knowingness, and there will be no further questions. Your higher consciousness belongs to you. It's there for you, right above your lower consciousness. But if you don't reach for it and use it, it will remain dormant until a future time, whether in this lifetime or not, you have determined that you have used up your lower mind and ego and are then compelled to go and retrieve it and love it and make good use of it. And I promise that not only are you able to get it, no matter where you are right now, you can get to it. And you are able to stabilize it with your breath, your patience, your perseverance, your focus and balance, discernment, and laughter, and sincere love for yourself, the God that you are. When you allow your higher consciousness to descend upon you, you will feel, if you haven't already, like you've boarded an elevator that's taking you out of the density of the third dimension and lifting you above the distortion, above the limitations, above the genetic encodements, above the sadness and the grief, into higher bandwidths of energy where you will stabilize and be at peace. You will be able to see what's going on beneath you, but no longer be affected by its density and false persuasions. Please take a breath. Then you will fully grasp what it means to be of the world, but not in it. And we don't have to concern ourselves ever with how this elevator of sorts works as much as what is required of you to have the doors open to the fifth dimension as the elevator goes up. Each session is giving you more and more information and tools to go on the ride of your life. And every time we do an experience. You have something of an experiential nature. You've witnessed it already for yourself. You can't then know it's not possible or it's not true. It is. But you have to empower you to get to it. And don't take anything for granted or believe that the sessions will take you and deposit you there, because they won't. But the heart and mind of God, fully informed in you, which is what we're doing, and then birthed into your reality, will. And for those that asked, I addressed this in the Q&A. I said I would address this tonight. For those that ask, where does a higher consciousness live in stability? Your higher consciousness lives in stability in the fifth dimensional bandwidth of energy, and of course above it, which you also have access to. The fifth dimension is a heart state, where your heart reaches a vibrational frequency capable of communing with the divine consistency. Therein lies your higher consciousness. Beneath the fifth dimensional energy field, it comes and it goes, as you have undoubtedly noticed, because the frequency field beneath the fifth dimension is not conducive to stability. It is most conducive to instability, and you can notice that for yourself. How many areas of your life have you noticed don't seem to be very stable? Just look in every corner and you'll be able to discern where the instability is and where the stability is, so that you can begin to merge the lower aspects, your lower consciousness, into a higher consciousness with clarity about what you're doing. And all you have to do is notice. There's nothing to judge about any of that. Just to notice that in a lower state of consciousness, beneath the fifth dimension, you are unable, I am unable, everyone is unable to reach a stabilized state of existence in human form. And in your knowingness, or in your noticing, actually, you're provided proof that the consciousness, heart, and mind has got to be changed in order to be made ready to pass through the gates of the fifth dimension. And remember, while all this is going on, this is really important. Nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you. You are exactly where you need to be to raise your consciousness and change your heart and mind to come into rapport and alignment with a greater truth about yourself. Nothing is wrong. There is nothing to be compared to anyone else. Nothing is wrong, regardless if you are experiencing being jobless, in physical pain, in emotional pain, in a relationship that is falling apart, or you have no personal companion. Whatever it is exactly where you must be on your life path to meet the divine, to birth the heart and mind of God. No other circumstance would be more appropriate for you. Take that in. That's so key to begin your state of peaceful mind. No other circumstance would be more appropriate for you in your life right now. Because if another circumstance would be more appropriate, you'd be there. But this is, whatever it is, the circumstances of your life right now have poised you perfectly to birth the heart and mind of God. So I want to just say that one more time. Nothing is wrong with you, regardless if you are experiencing being jobless, in physical pain, in emotional pain, in a relationship that is falling apart, or no relationship. Whatever it is exactly where you must be to meet the divine. Please take a breath. if you can fully embrace this truth, that if you were in any other circumstances other than the ones that you're in right now, no matter where they are, you would be off your path to ascension. Not someone else's path, your path. And this is your master key. And when you really, really get it, the suffering, the striving, the struggling, the judgments, the harsh criticisms, the belief that something is wrong, the attempts to control will stop. And the game will be over and peace will be had. You're exactly where you need to be. And for those that have asked, what happens if I don't reach that level of conscious energy? What will occur is that there will be, continue to be, vacillations of highs and lows, much as there is right now. Everyone on this call is living somewhere in the layers of the fourth dimension, a beautiful step up from the third dimension, though still murky in certain stratas of it in its energy field and subject to bombardment and influence from the third dimension. The fourth dimension is still a realm of the human collective mind and the amalgam of individual thoughts and feelings that still have their relationship intact with human nature and its many distortions and limitations. And you are affected by it until you employ the ways not to be. And that's what we're doing here. Those living in the lower stratas of the fourth dimension are identity-driven, mentally propelled, and still influenced by the mass consciousness of both the third and the lower aspects, the lower strata of the fourth dimension. It still holds the lower stratas of the fourth dimension, though to a much lesser degree than the third dimension, the frequency of former conditioning, reaction, and mental busyness that influences the lower mind and then weighs down one's consciousness. It's not the heart state. It is still governed by the mind, as I'm sure you've noticed, though as you move up higher in the fourth dimension, you'll notice you have much more heart and much less mental busyness. And I know a lot of you are beginning to experience that, if not all of you. So much more heart and so much less mental busyness. You're on your way up. And you notice when you are that you stopped allowing yourself to be influenced by former conditioning. It's just literally dropping off because you've dropped the belief that your past influences your present or your future. And it did when you were conditioned to believe it. But now you're being reconditioned. You're reconditioning yourself as you choose. And you are not beholden to the past, period. Not your parents, not your genetic coding, not your beliefs, not your past lives, not anything. Nothing. You are not beholden to anything, and you not only are not beholden to it, don't make any excuses about it anymore. No more. It's a story. It's not true. It's a lie. It has nothing to do with now. It's like talking about being in a civil war. It's over, unless we create another civil war with ourselves. And this is the time to stop pitting ourselves against ourselves. The wars are stopping. When the wars stop inside of us, the wars will stop outside of us. Believe me. You have the power now to say, enough is enough. I'm done with that. I'm not lowering myself any longer. I am not tying myself to that post of the past or predictions of the future any longer. Been there, done that, doesn't work, not doing it. I claim the heart and mind of God right here and right now, all powerfully active in me. The game is over. Say it. Say it right now. I claim the heart and mind of God right here and right now, all-powerfully active in me, the game is over. Take a breath. And now you keep yourself in an internal and external environment of energy and frequency and divine rapport that supports what you just said, a higher and stabilized state of consciousness. Our job now as we continue our clearing out of the human template is to closely identify, not judge, what keeps us in a lower state of consciousness a little bit further. And I know this night there's a little bit more information, more than experience, shall we say, but this is the way God night is night. It's important that this information gets into you as well as every experience that we have together, okay? So let's start right now with the number one reason as to why human beings get trapped in a human template that lives in and with third and fourth dimensional lower consciousness. And when I say it, you may say, well, I've heard that before, but I'm asking you to please listen with new ears. And will you decide you are not going to just hear it? You're going to do something about it. First cause of being trapped in lower consciousness is mistaken identity. Now, I could simply say that you are God and that is that, so let every other identity leave you because they're all a lie, and that's the truth. However, that being the truth, that you are God, and that is that, if I leave it at that, it most likely won't leave an impression on you as to what that really means and how you dissolve the habit that keeps you in a continual state of mistaken identity. Who you really are, deeply knowing, truly accepting, and embracing your true identity is the key to your freedom and key to birthing a higher consciousness and birthing the heart and mind of God. You can't birth a racehorse through a cat. You can't birth the heart and mind of God through a vehicle that is unwilling to accept the truth and raise their consciousness exponentially as a result of really getting that truth, really, really getting that. There is nothing you can be but the vehicle for the divine, for God to have an expression through. Take a breath. There's that secret in there about what your purpose really is. There is nothing you can do but be the vehicle for the divine, for God to have expression through. Every one of you was created for that purpose, and that purpose alone. The dynamics of your particular life, past and present, from belief systems to relationships, to your birth families, to your positions or jobs, to your economic makeup, to the ways in which you lived and died, your inspirations and your griefs have all been utilized in this particular lifetime to make up the light and the shadows of your life, not as identification, so to use and have as the components necessary for God to have a unique experience through you to express divinity in all of its forms. And all of the light and shadows of your life are not identification. Again, they are used as springboards to higher consciousness. Your particular plan and every plan included a point in time where everything that you collected throughout your lifetimes, the habits, the fears, the misperceptions, the discordant relationships, the imbalances between your feminine and masculine aspects, the illnesses, the belief systems that didn't serve the highest expression of the God that you are would rise up to the surface in you in this lifetime. In this particular lifetime, to be cleared out of your cellular memories, out of your consciousness, out of your former genetic makeup, out of your organs and tissues, your muscles and your bones and your blood, once and for all, and put into precise and proper perspective and alignment, so you could be the living, walking expression of God, that for which you were born, and that could now be birthed cleanly through you and right and proper identity and life expression restored in you once and for all. This is not just a bunch of words. This is the truth, and you have the power. You have the power to take your entire history from every lifetime, collect it in one basket right here and right now, and completely dissolve the template that held it all and walk into a new template, the one that holds the system of God, the highest consciousness, the heart and mind of the divine. The game of being seemingly trapped in a body, in a human template, has 100% potential to end. 100% potential to end. Please take a breath. I'm going to ask you now to open your hearts, open your minds, and let me introduce yourself. Let me introduce you to yourself now. You are love, and you are light on legs. That is who you are. If you will, speak it aloud, what I'm about to say aloud, even if you don't believe it yet. Let your body hear the truth for a change. It deserves it. So if you will take a breath and say aloud with conviction, I am love. I am light. I am love. I am light. Again and stronger, I am love. I am light. I am love. And I am light. I am love and light on legs. Take a breath and just notice how you feel. Notice what happens when you say with full velocity, with full presence, with full intention, I am love. I am light. I am that I am. And that love that you are has been aching to express itself since you were born into this life, but it's been trapped in the human template under the piles of identities that you and others have given you. The words, I am love, I am light, are human language comfort code for I am God. Love, light, and God are the same words spelled differently. So the frequency of the word love, when used appropriately, carries the highest consciousness, the highest vibration. Once your deep, deep, deep remembering of the fact that you are love, God in tangible form, turns into remembering, and remembering becomes knowing, and knowing becomes being what you know, your consciousness is going to rise up so high that you will never fasten yourself to a false identity again. You will not choose the maintenance of a false identity when you come to know that your true identity provides for you. And once you claim your original identity of love and light, you will be taken outside the time and space of your current personal life with all of its inappropriate identities, and you will be connected with the heart and mind of God, your eternal life, and all of creation. No religiosity, no dogma. You and God as energetic beings of love and light are joined in your heart. It is time now in your current reality, in our current reality, for you to fuse yourself, for us to fuse ourselves together as one, to ignite your remembrance of who you are, so there is no separation. There is no hierarchy. It's just a matter of knowing the sacredness of who you are. Take a breath. Will you take a breath again and place your right hand over your heart and tip your head down towards your heart? Breathe in a sacred breath of life. And gently breathe out. Feel the pulse of God now inside of your heart. No separation. Now, can you go deeper and see a flame burning inside of your heart? Go deeper. See that flame burning inside of your heart. It's there. Stay away from your mind. Seek it and find it with new eyes. Again, some of you may see color. You may see pink, blue, and yellow fusing together to create the flame of purple. Or you may see white. Whatever you see, see it. You have been given that sacred flame in the center of your being. That sacred flame holds the heart and mind of God in your heart. You can't be anything else. You can't be a victim of anything else. You can't be your job. You can't be Mr. or Mrs. Anything or Ms. or Mr. Anything as an identity. You can't be that. It's not true. It changes all the time. The ultimate flame of the God that you are is inside of you. You have been given the ultimate sacred blessing to carry this flame as an identity of who you are. Seek that flame, breathe into it, bless it. You are carrying the flame of God inside of you, making you God in form. That's your only identity, I am. You are trustworthy. Look at that which you carry. You are loved. Look at that which you carry. You are sacred. Look at that which you carry. You are identified. Now, how will you care for yourself now that you know that truth? Keep connecting to your heart. Keep connecting to the flame. Connect, 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 keep breathing, keep breathing up your true identity, the God that lives inside of you, that's who you are, keep breathing, let all the other identities be burned up in that fire of truth. Close your eyes and notice there's only one of us breathing here. There is huge energy around every one of you right now. There is a huge sacred fire burning over this entire group right now. And I am seeing that clearly, and it is the threefold flame of yellow, pink, and blue. And it's coming up from all of us right now. And it's coming in to all of us right now in such a sacred way, in such a magnificent portal of light. Feel it. Breathe it in. Breathe it up. Let it surround you. Let it engulf you. It is so sacred. This is a sacred moment. This is a gift. Thank you, God. Take a breath. From the light of God that I am. From the temple of my being, I am. Dear God, you are here. Dear God, I am here. Dear God, we are here. From this day forward, I shall carry you consciously inside of me. I shall nurture you as you do me. I shall love you as you love me. I shall express as you do me. I am you. You are me. We are one. And so it is. I'm guided to have us just sit in this fire, in this sacred flame of energy right now. So I am not going to say another word until it's appropriate as we hold this space. Connect. Right now, fuse yourself to this energy. Right now. Fuse yourself to it. Notice what your heart's doing right now. Let it. Connect. Thank you. we have each been imprinted with a love, pure love of God. We are going to end this session this way. Perhaps you will all like to stay in this energy for as long as you feel. Know you're loved. Feel you're loved. I honor, respect, and love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here so that we could have this experience together. Namaste.